Our learning today should be Liilui Nishmas, Dina Avigal Bas Eliyahu, and Esther Tehila Bas Harav Gavriel Pinchas. This week we have two parashios, both Matos and Maaseh. In Parashas Maaseh, we learn about the division of the land of Israel amongst all of the Shvatim. Each Shevet receives a designated but contiguous piece of land, while the Levium received various cities scattered throughout the land of Israel. Of the 42 cities that were designated for Levium, 6 of them were designated as Ari Miklat, cities of refuge, where an accidental murderer can escape to and be safe from the relatives of the deceased from avenging his blood. The way I described it to the campers when doing Parsha desserts this week was, basically, it was base in a game of tag. I used to think that it's an awful circumstance for someone to find themselves in, that they ended up being an accidental murderer. But ultimately, it was a fluke, and at least they have recourse. However, Rav Moshe Sternbach explains that the case of an accidental murderer is no fluke. It's an indication of a pagum, a flaw in one's neshama. The murderer was obviously completely unintentional and inadvertent, and not the fault of the murderer, even via negligence. However, his role is still not a coincidence. Similarly, we learn the topics of Isha Sota, a woman accused of adultery, and Naziris, someone who chooses to abstain from certain physical things in order to reach a higher spiritual level, that they're put beside one another in the Torah. And we know that those are put beside one another in order to teach us that if someone happened to have been in the Beis HaMikdash and witnessed the Sota procedure, then it wasn't a coincidence. Hashem put that in his path so that he can be introspective and commit himself stronger to his relationship with Hashem. The goal of an Ir Miklat is not just as a safe haven to protect the accidental murderer from harm, but it's meant to be a rehabilitative experience. That's why the Ari Miklat were specifically cities of Levium. One of the reasons as to why Shevet Levi has disparate cities throughout the land, as opposed to a corner of the country like everyone else has, is because of Shevet Levi's role. Levium are the spiritual elite. They're naturally more connected to Hashem, and they're the teachers of Torah. Hashem wanted them to be accessible to everyone, and to be a shining example which can be viewed by all. That wouldn't be possible if they had a corner of the land. Therefore, Hashem made those cities disparate throughout the land, so that they're accessible to everyone. So when an accidental murderer wasn't just sent to any city, but he was sent to a city where he'll be influenced by those who are strongly devoted to Torah and mitzvot. He needs to leave his usual surroundings and his community and everyone he knows, and he needs to be able to reflect without any outside influences other than those devoted to Avodas Hashem. This way of looking at an Ir Miklat is very different from the way I previously thought of it. It's not a city of refuge from a family member who wants to avenge his relative. Rather, it's a city of refuge from the life the murderer was living by rote without questioning those that influence him daily. He is both running away from an avenger and the questionable influences, as well as running towards both physical and spiritual safety. I think this perspective of Ari Miklat teaches us that our experiences are not coincidental, but can and should be points of growth for us. And we should always attach ourselves to people who encourage our spiritual growth.